All right, welcome back to the Boys of 161st Street. This is a little bit of a sad episode, but we got some fun things to talk about. We can always think of some baseball things to talk about. The Yankees luckily have a nice and long history, a lot of winning, so we can talk about that sort of stuff. Yeah, a lot of things we can get to. You got me, Luke, you got Kev, you got Cortman. Let's get after it. All right, we're back. So the MLB has come out with some news. Like, we're not going to sit here and tell you that we know anything more than you know. I mean, realistically, nobody really knows anything. We're all kind of just shooting, we're just spitting in the wind here. But what we do know is they did say they were delaying the season 2 weeks, obviously, to start, and that was just a preliminary thing. That was never really going to be, like, the maximum amount, and we all knew that. Then they went in to say, I heard May 1st would be a target date that they're looking at. But again, when you hear any of these days, it's not, there's nothing set in stone. It's obviously like a fluid situation because nobody knows what the fuck is going on. So then you hear that. And then apparently people in baseball, when they hear May, they start laughing. So people are saying, I know John Boy said that on his podcast, but they're thinking more like the July area for a start date. But again, nobody knows anything. So in terms of the questions we're getting from you guys, we don't know. Nobody knows. Not even Boone knows. Not even like Cashman, any of them. Nobody knows anything. So that's what we know. And obviously this is going to have a lot of ripple effects down the line on a lot of things. So we're going to get into that. But first of all, how you guys feeling? No sports?
Terrible.
I don't have sports. I don't have school.
That's not bad.
No, it is bad.
Still have school.
Definitely. I'm never going to school again in my life. I'm now a senior graduating, maybe, if they
who knows.
Graduate. Online graduation.
Yeah.
They're definitely not going to have the ceremonies.
No, I think
that's
push
considered
back.
A large gathering.
They'll push them back. You got to believe, right?
Long way down
push
the road.
Push what back?
Graduation.
They're going to have a Skype graduation.
I also oh did God. Forget to order my cap and gown, though, so.
So you weren't walking regardless.
Buy me some time.
Definitely weren't walking regardless, though. Yeah. But anyway, how are you guys feeling, though? How are you holding up without the sports?
A lot of boredom. Definitely a lot of boredom.
What is this day four without any sports?
I think five, maybe.
By the time they'll be listening, I think it'll be five.
So I, in the spare time, as many of you saw, I learned my cat's routine. Been following him around, my cat Jeter. We've been getting pretty close. I'm deathly allergic, though. So I came back to school. Me and Cortman have gotten pretty good at beer dye.
Very good.
So there's that. I got MLB The Show today.
I mean, that's what everybody's doing.
Tap Baseball 2020 came out.
Tap Baseball 2020 did come out. If you want to join our league, some guys.
It's cool.
If you're interested, please DM the podcast and I will shoot you an invite. So other than that, yeah, I'm bored as fuck. So
MLB The Show could not have come out at a more perfect time.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, they're going to make so much money. Like, you see the people that, I mean, you don't usually play it. Cortman might get a fucking PS4.
I'm literally going to buy a PlayStation just for it.
A lot of people are doing that. They're getting PS4s and playing like MLB The Show because there's nothing else to do. And that's the only baseball things you can do.
I have so much free time.
But
it's scary.
Yeah. I don't even know what. I found out how many licks it takes to get the center of a Tootsie Pop the other day. It's 411 for me. But I did look up online.
Before.
Yeah, it varies, obviously, because the lick isn't a perfect science. But anyway, what kind of ripple effects do you think this could end up having? Or better yet, before we get into that, what do we think we should, or the league should do? Because let's say the league does shorten the season. Let's say it gets to 120 games, 140. I know I've heard a lot of things thrown out there. So let's play with this a little bit. So if it ends up being 120 games, could you guys see something happening where they do a neutral site? And they end up using, like, I've heard, I didn't come up with this, but if they use spring training facilities, like the Florida League and the Arizona League, and they play their games, obviously half the league, it's divided up by National League, American League, and they would only have to travel to and from Arizona to Florida. I think that'd be a lot better because then you have all the teams in one area, and then you can play games a lot quicker because there's no travel days. Obviously, I think you still have to have your scheduled off days. I think that's a mandatory thing in the CBA. But what do you guys think about that?
That would fucking suck.
Yeah.
I would hate it. How about fucking season tickets?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, they go to every game, too.
Do they get rescheduled to re-fucking position? Do I get them in Florida?
Are there going
to
be fans?
It might be sort of... that's the thing, too. So what they're... I keep saying what they are saying. They is just they Twitter. Is just they is just everything and anybody who has any information. We're all going to read too deeply into it, no matter who says it. Whether it's Bob Nightingale, who was notoriously wrong on everything. When he was wrong about the Machado news... and everything else.
That was brutal.
But whether he's saying something, he's got that check mark next to him. I'm going to read into it. So he was saying things like they were talking today about making the rest of the season, even when they do start, no fans. No fans for the whole season, which for us, people that go to like 40, 50 games a year, and we're planning on doing that this year, that sucks.
I mean, not even...
couldn't do that.
What?
How are you going to play in empty stadiums all
year? Well, they did it. They did it in Baltimore one time, and that's what Britton was talking about because it was during the Baltimore riots.
Yeah.
And he said it was the most bizarre feeling in the world.
So imagine that for an entire season.
But, like, I'm not even thinking about us not being able to go to games. Like, they're going to make no money.
None.
Like, what, no money. How are they going to pay everyone?
You can't afford that.
No, they can't afford the ticket sales, not everything. They don't have, I mean, they can afford it, but it's going to absolutely hurt. And does that now affect, talking about ripple effects, does that now affect if we can afford Gerrit Cole? Like honestly.
They're banking on me buying 14 beers at each game.
Yeah, us collectively.
It's like $900.
Yeah, they're looking for us to pay for Gerrit
exactly.
Cole.
Exactly. It's just so weird, all these ripple effects and how it's going to affect everything. Maybe, or maybe not us, but like look at the Athletics. They can't even scrape by when they do have people going to their games.
You see that
now? Who are they going to be playing? They got to hire us to play for them. I'm down to move to
Carolina. The Marlins have an unfair advantage
because they're used to playing in empty stadiums. I saw that same thing with the Rays too, with the Trop. It is true though.
I mean, it's just
Making light of a dark situation.
What about like the playoffs? Because think about that; just kicks home field advantage out of the window.
Home field advantage is huge, especially if you're the Astros,
especially in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, home field advantage. I mean, we'll get into the Astros and how they're getting off easy. But in terms, like you said, in terms of the playoffs, I think that brings up a good point. I think that brings up, because how tight is everything going to be? Like, if it's 120 games, if it's a shortened season, then you're only having people play. I mean, you see all the time, like, the Mets are always in it. Not to shit on the Mets again, but yeah, let's shit on the Mets. They're always in the playoff hunt. There's always that meme, you know what I'm talking about, where it's April, they're all happy, and then it goes to September, and they have a bag over their head. But
let's just think about, there's no room for error for anybody, because those first, you know how like April is just extended spring training, where you get your feet under you? You can't do that in April. Like, April's the season now, and if you lose a lot of games in April, you might not be able to recover.
Well, yeah, and they were...
think about, like, the Rays get off to a hot start. We don't. If the Red Sox are even clinging on, like, we could lose the AL East within the first 3 months.
The margin for error is so small.
And that's another thing, too, like, especially how injury-prone we are. If we get hurt, that's the entire season.
Yeah. We'd be screwed.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, too. So we were talking about this and how it affects us, which obviously you hear the people saying, like, oh, it benefits the Yankees because we're all injured. Yes, absolutely does. Like, we're going to get healthy from these injuries, but, I mean, these are still players that have very bad injury history, and, like, who's to say, like, what's the next injury? Like, Britton gets hit by a ball, that happens. That's obviously a freak injury, but then Stanton is going to come up with some other kind of injury, or, like, Gary is going to have a flu again, or, like, something. It's just, it never fucking ends, and... yeah, obviously it benefits us right now because we're going to get healthy.
Yeah.
And by when the season does start.
Yeah, I mean, if we look at the negative side. The negative side is how nobody has any room for error, but then at the same time, it's kind of a level playing field because all these players are in territory they've never been in before.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to be used to playing with absolutely no fans. Nobody's going to be used to a shortened season. Nobody's going to be used to, like, players are going to rush back from injury. It's just a whole, it's not even the MLB anymore. It's literally like a travel season at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you literally think about it, they're going to be kicking it back to, like, your ace pitches he's going to have to. It's like playing in the playoffs the whole season.
Yeah. No, and, yeah. And a weird thing, too. Obviously, this whole thing is going to be weird shit going on. But another weird thing that I saw was our boy Joe Girardi. I don't know if you guys saw his comments on it, but he said, I'm expecting when it starts to have expanded rosters because.
Yeah, you honestly will need to.
Because the spring training, they're going to obviously going to have to have a little bit of an extra spring training to ramp it up, which would obviously delay the season even more because they need to redo the spring training a little bit to some extent. But even that's not enough because you see in spring training at this point where we are right now, like to the beginning of spring training to where we would be right now is probably the length of a spring training that they'll do later on when it starts. So at that point, you got Gerrit Cole building up to about 5 innings. He's going to be at that point then, you know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be able to go a full 9 when we start. So Girardi was talking about doing expanded rosters because they're going to need to have more bodies. They need to have more arms to eat up innings. It's just so weird because we're in such unprecedented territory. Nobody's ever been through this.
Yeah.
It's not even like we can look back to see how they handled it this time because it's never fucking happened.
Imagine the 30 for 30 on 2020.
I mean, it's just...
That shit's going to be nuts.
Even if you go back, because this is the craziest offseason to begin with. Like, we were saying, this offseason was crazy. The free agents were getting the big fish and Gerrit Cole's, the Rendon's, and all those moves. And the Mookie Betts trade, forget it. You forget about that.
I did forget about that.
I mean, all this crazy stuff that happened with people moving. And then you also get into the Astros trade, the Astros cheating thing. That happened.
And then the season doesn't even
start. And we're probably forgetting things off the top of our head. People will DM us later about like what we missed. But it's just insane, like you said, that there's going to be a 30 for 30 about this. And it's going to be
all sports. Because remember that OJ shit happened? And OJ stopped the finals. Like people stopped watching the finals and they cut to live footage of OJ. Imagine a virus stopping four sports seasons.
All sports.
All sports.
Well, yeah, but the five.
March Madness.
March Madness, too.
Fucking March
Everything.
Madness.
Everything. All sports.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, this is just, it's so bizarre. And, we're going through it right now.
Yeah. This is going to be a crazy thing. And I have a question for you guys. People have been talking about this, too. Does this now put an asterisk next to the winner of this World Series? Because, obviously, it's a shortened season. I say no, but at the same time, it's going to be looked at differently.
It's different, you played a different season.
I mean, what about
that? It's a different game.
Yeah, but, what about that?
That's technically an asterisk.
It's not asterisk, because in some ways, it's harder to win the World Series this year now.
I can just picture people saying, if we get the World Series this year, people are going to be like, can you imagine Mern coming up to you and be like, yeah, but it was a different season.
Yeah, but
it's going to be sad.
That's because we're the Yankees, though.
Yeah, if anybody else wins, nobody's going to say
that. Well, I'm going to say it to
the Sox.
No, I'm not.
What about the year the NBA had the lockout? Didn't they play 60 games that year?
Yeah. And nobody even remembers that.
I couldn't tell you what year it was.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, LeBron was in the finals. That's all I know.
Yeah. It's just so weird. It's so weird to me.
That's the only way to describe it. Weird. But going more into it, so focusing more on the Yankees. The direct effects. So Paxton could probably pitch the whole season now.
Hopefully.
Realistically.
Yeah.
Aaron Hicks could be back for the start of season.
It
doesn't start till
June. Because he was going to come midway, so if it doesn't start till June, he's ready to rock.
You got to believe Stanton just sits at home and looks at a wall, and his fucking heel, ankle, toes, knees, shoulders, everything should be okay with him.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
Aaron Judge,
that's his injury.
If you got to get fucking surgery, Judge, do it right now.
Well, they were saying Judge was going to ramp up. He was ramping up his workouts and stuff, and now he can obviously,
Judge
before
boy,
this happened, now. So now he can obviously chill and get that situated.
I love Judge, but why the fuck do you fracture your rib and you don't feel the need to tell anybody? Like, he just literally didn't say shit. Played through the playoffs, I respect that. Way to play through the playoffs. Still did a good job. But after the season's over, you fucking say something.
Yeah.
Why? Why don't you
so
say something?
So much time and...
I don't know. We kind of got into that.
You
got to
believe he's fine, right? He should be back too. But the one that fucking sucks is Domingo.
That's just him being an idiot, yeah.
No, I know, but, Domingo's,
because that delays again.
People thought that it was, Domingo's going to be, closer to his return date, but it's games, so.
It's games,
It's when the opening day starts.
Yeah, so he's
63
in the same
games from when it starts. And that actually does suck, you're right. And I didn't even think about this.
Season, then he misses half the season.
So now the percentage of the season he's missing is probably going to be literally half the season versus
sucks
a third.
For him. Seve, who cares? I mean, like, we all care, but I'm saying, like, he's in the same boat no matter what.
Some cost. Same thing last year, too.
And then it really fucking sucks for Clint Frazier. This guy just cannot catch a break with this team.
That sucks, too, because and we were all team Clint Frazier.
He's hooping right now.
Yeah, he's just punching air. Anyway, and like, he just...
What? He just cannot catch a break. I've never
seen this is such an opportunity for him to win the starting job.
This is so Clint Frazier-esque. Like, not even... First, he runs into walls, so that slows his progression. Then he can't catch a ball, so that slows his progression. Then he does well, but we have Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. And then they're both out, so he's locked in. He's here.
It's his job. Like, JJ from Bronx Pinstripes texted him because he has his number. And he was like, yo, go get the job this year. And then Clint responds to clear eyes, full heart, can't lose.
So tough.
Now you can lose.
Clear eyes, coronavirus, definitely going to lose.
Like, definitely changes things. Sucks. That should have been the response. I mean, that just sucks. It's just like, he has such an, not only for the Yankees, he has an opportunity to put on a show, and if there isn't a spot for him on the Yankees, then he has trade value, because right now he doesn't, because nobody knows, nobody thinks he can field. The bat's there, but, I mean, that just sucks, because we could have flipped him somewhere, not even for, like, our haul like, back, like him getting a starting job somewhere else.
And Andujar gets the job over him. As an outfielder, which
he
is
looks
tragic.
So shaky in the outfield.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, what are you going to take? Andujar as the utility guy or Clint Frazier because he's been doing good in the spring training?
You're right.
It's going to be Andujar.
It's going to be Andujar. Yeah.
So we talked about it before a little briefly, but I want to get back into it because I don't think we talked about it enough. The playoff impact, like in terms of the AL East, I know we were speaking about it before the podcast. They have us projected to win by 12 games against the Rays. And a little bit more against the Red Sox. It's just so interesting now because now that margin obviously gets much smaller. And then you have, like, the Rays were with us all year last year. And then we kind of pulled ahead towards the end, you know? So, like, who's to say obviously, I think we're going to win the AL East whenever the season does happen. But who's to say it's not close? It's definitely going to be a lot closer now.
Don't sleep on the Blue Jays.
That's what I was just going
to
say.
Yeah, because a young team like that will start to dismantle in a long season.
They could
be
just like our 2017
team. They could be tough.
If you can come out hot in this weird season, it's...
As fucked up as this all is, it's going to make baseball fun. Because all those borderline teams, like, they're right in it, too.
That's the thing, too. We were talking about that with the Mets.
And people have been trying to get, like... There are people that... Not the old baseball people that love the value of the game. And I'm like that, too. I don't think anything should change about it, but... The people that cry for a shortened season, this is going to be like a trial run now. It's a forced trial run.
Yeah.
And if it goes well and they're, instead of three teams locked in, three teams fighting for playoff spots, when it's
all teams
two teams locked in and nine teams fighting for playoff spots, whether it be a division winner or a wild card, and it looks real fun and everybody's competitive, all 120, 110 games, whatever it is, that's going to go a long way into... Maybe vouching for a shortened season.
I obviously want the long season, too, but like you said, this could be an opportunity for the league to... Like, this is an opportunity to change the rules.
It's a forced trial run.
This is an opportunity to change the rules for them. And if it works out, if it doesn't work out, great, you had to do it.
And then imagine the only part where it might get fucked up is at the end of the shortened season when the playoff shit comes and then it's too cold to play in New York, so then the Yankees get fucked and it has to go to a neutral site. That would be fucked, but... If you have that shortened season that starts when it's supposed to start and playoff time, it's still warm enough to play in those cold areas, could end up changing the game.
Just imagine like where the season usually is in a regular world in August. Like the playoff race, if you were to look at it, what the playoff picture looks like, there are like 9-10 teams that are all within a game, two games of each other. That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
There's no
the entire year.
Yeah, there's no time to move.
All those fucking series, spread. Like we can't lose 2 out of 3 to the Orioles. In April.
And if they, and that's another point. If they cut the season short, are we losing games against that are winnable games against the Orioles? Like, those are 19 games like where we can just beat up on them, you know?
Those games where it goes to extra inning. And then what the fuck does that do for the, like, what does that do to the schedule?
Because, what if the schedule makers might have to adjust? Like, we might not see like three inning series
less,
anymore. We might
get
see
less,
two inning series and get every matchup.
Or you'd get less, you get less in division games.
Yeah,
because like you play your in division so many times.
Yeah,
so you probably get less of those.
I would say take if I were the commissioner, I would take or the schedule makers. I would take a game off each series because sometimes you even have the 2-game series or even
use the 4.
Is there 1-game series sometimes?
No,
just 2 is the minimum, 4 is the maximum. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they gave, because you want to have the biggest sample size, so you would want to shift everything to, like, a one game less, whatever the series was going to be. But at the same time, I just thought about that, and that you'd have to travel so much more, mm-hmm. so that'd be harder to get the games in.
Especially with fucking coronavirus, nobody wants to travel.
Exactly. Well, that's why we talked about it before with the spring training. Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah. All we know is that we don't know.
Yeah, that's what we don't know.
Literally, all we know is we have no
fucking. We just know that we're going to have sports eventually.
Hopefully.
And hopefully.
Well, no, we will.
They're not going to cancel the whole season.
I mean, whether it's next
everybody
year.
Everybody just stays the fucking side.
It could be next year.
Let's all stay the fucking side. Wash the social distance.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands mad good. Anyway. Sing that fucking happy birthday shit twice. As many times. Sing it twice. Sing it three times. Just let's get sports back.
So anyway, that's enough of coronavirus talk. Well, actually, this is still kind of everything's related to coronavirus. But
we'll probably go to our podcast, like, finally, something other than the coronavirus.
No, we'll get into cool stuff. We'll get into funny stuff that are kind of related to coronavirus, but a fun spin on it, as fun as it gets. So the Astros are kind of getting off easy.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
I know we posted that thing of the show throwing at them.
Did you
see
that? The Astros made the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah.
Big conspiracy theory. They're like, oh, we're all anybody could talk about. So how about we put a deadly disease out there?
Yeah, they were talking. There's some
I've heard
crazy
worse ideas.
Yeah, government.
But, I mean, they are.
Or people just ate bats.
Yeah, that too. But, I mean, they are kind of getting off easy, though. Like, the MLB suspended themselves before they suspended the Astros, which is so MLB if something to happen.
And if there's no fans at games, the Astros made out
they're
like
gonna
a fucking
have a
bandit.
Field day.
A bandit.
Like, if they get hit, like, are people still going to get hit?
No, what's the point of
the reason
they
throw at them
reaction.
Is get the fan reaction. Yeah, that's nothing. What I was about to say. It's just crazy.
I would still hit them.
So, all right, here's the thing. Do we then, as fans, we create some kind of Facebook group or Twitter poll and say, like, not Twitter poll, just something, just a movement, and say, listen,
there's a Twitter movement.
All the reactions we were going to have this season, let's just pick it up and push it to next season. So next season is the season where we're going to be, like, cheering for them to get hit. And obviously, I think that would just generally happen because it's the first games we'll be at the stadium for.
Yeah, years. No, people won't forget after a year. I mean, this will stay with them.
I don't think people will ever.
I know. I tweeted that out yesterday. I was like, I just want everyone to make sure they remember that the Astros did cheat, even though all this is going on. But, like, don't forget that because I kind of forgot because it doesn't really matter. This is bigger than baseball.
Yeah,
obviously,
every time
but,
I see them, I cringe.
Yeah. So
Michael Brantley actually came up huge for me in the show today twice.
See, with the show, I wanted
like,
to.
I don't even want him, but like.
With the
were
show.
You playing at Minute Maid, too.
I know. He definitely had the signs. That's why. Like, what am I not going to use Michael Brantley at Minute Maid?
Well, I wanted to start a movement. I said it's not too late for MLB the show or San Diego Studios to take them out of the game. And I think I'm I'm putting a personal ban.
They're still mad good, yeah.
For my Diamond Dynasty team, I'm not using any Astros.
All right, you do that.
And whenever I face them, I just throw at them.
When you get like a sick Altuve card, you're going to be so pissed.
Uh-huh. I'm going to sell them. I can just sell them.
No, you won't.
But even when I was playing people, it was so funny. I was playing people alone at my house. I was playing people online, and Correa would come up, and I would still hit him, and I was just laughing to myself, and I was just thinking, because the other guy probably thinks, like, oh, he's with his buddies. Like, it'd be funny to throw at the guy. No, I'm alone. I'm just still pissed off, and I'm throwing at him.
The only satisfaction we could get.
I literally giggled to myself, and I, like, pet my cat. I was like, hey, look at that.
Yeah, so, cat. Like, the Astros are probably throwing a party for this.
Yeah, they're hyped.
Quarantine. What are the Yankees doing right now?
So that's something funny that we were thinking about. Like, what, if you were to look at, I know they're not quarantined right now, but let's say it gets to that point. Let's say, like, when the Yankees are quarantined, like, what are they doing? What do you see them, like, individual players doing? And one of them that comes to mind for me is, like, Tommy Canley's got to be just in his hotel room, at that hotel desk they give you, and just crushing walnuts with his forehead. just yelling at himself, looking at a picture of himself or looking at the mirror and just be like, and just crush a walnut with his forehead, line one up, do it again, and you just keep going. Just keep them. It's like the Billy Madison, like, there's only 365 more days until hockey tryouts, and he's just crushing walnuts. A few other, is there any other funny ones that you guys have?
The DJ one you said. He said,
oh, DJ?
DJ is probably sitting.
He's trying to beat himself in chess.
Playing himself in chess.
DJ's definitely trying to beat himself in chess.
Yeah. Brett Gardner's getting a haircut.
Literally, they're probably so bored and angry.
Chapman's throwing darts in an Altuve picture.
We said it before, but Clint was punching air because he lost a shot at the starting job. He's just pissed. He's petting his cats. Speaking of petting cats, Clint's a huge cat guy.
Big cat guy.
Huh, your boy.
And Clint's just, I mean, that just sucks
Tyler
to be
Wade's
him.
Like practicing his home run drop. He's like, he can do that now.
Cesso's being the absolute biggest locker room guy ever because they need him now more than ever. That's what Murph said.
He's running around with...
He can't be quarantined.
With Lysol wipes. Wiping everybody else's
huge
stuff down.
Locker room guy. I mean, they have the Madden League, and Britton was saying that that's going to be bigger now more than ever.
I didn't realize Britton was such a locker room guy.
Britton's a huge locker room guy.
Our bullpen is just full of locker room guys.
That's Canley, the thing, too. Britton, they're all... Yeah. I mean, we have such good team chemistry now because they decided to stick together for spring training down in Tampa. Yeah. So they're all just quarantined together. So that's cool.
Who do we think has coronavirus on the Yankees?
There's
one. They're the minor leaguer.
So let's talk about MLB The Show. We were talking about before and how, like, this is couldn't have come out at a better time. And that's basically all we're playing right now. We're just playing until our eyes bleed. And before I get into the ratings and what we think about them, we are doing an MLB The Show March Madness tournament because, you know, obviously March Madness isn't happening this year. So we decided to make our own tournament. So with that, that's about to happen. So obviously DM us if you're interested in playing. More info will come if after you DM us. We're not just going to put out everything because there's a lot of moving parts in this, a lot of organizing. But anyway, if you are interested in playing MLB The Show 20, hit us up. We're going to be playing with a lot of... I think there's going to be 12 Bronx Pinstripes members and 20 spots open for fans. So there will be open tryouts for people that want to be in it. But so a fun thing I wanted to do with you guys is I'm not going to tell you the ratings. I'm just going to say a person, and you're going to guess what you think their rating should be. Keep in mind, why don't I just tell you... Actually, no. Guess the first one, and then this is going to be Garrett Cole. So this is the Diamond Dynasty ratings. This isn't the regular ones with 99s. So it shifts down in Diamond Dynasty. So guess Garrett Cole's rating.
You go first, Kev.
93. 91.
Did you see it, Corbin?
No, I didn't.
Okay. It's 91. Let's go. So what do we think about that? Do you think that's fair, foul?
Wait, so how does this Diamond Dynasty work?
It kind of adjusts through the season though, right?
What is Mike Trout, just so I could get a...
Mike Trout's a 95, and he's the highest live series rated player.
Oh, okay, so 91's fair.
See, the reason in Diamond Dynasty it's shifted down is because they have legend cards, and those are the 99s, so these are relative. So I think Cole is close, like a 98 in the current rosters, but he's a 91 in this, and considering that...
That Trout's, like, a 95, Trout's 95, 91 is very fair.
I feel like it'd be better to do just their actual ratings.
What?
Like, not Diamond Dynasty.
I don't have those in front of me.
All right, so I guess we'll do Diamond Dynasty.
So we're doing Diamond Dynasty. But so with that being said, the next player on the list, Aaron Judge, what do we think his rating will be? We'll start with Kev.
87.
Shit, 87.
87? 88. So we like that. Obviously, you guys both went low, and he's higher than that. I'm happy with that, too. There are some that I'm really not happy with, and we'll get into that later. Chapman.
So I'm guessing these are going in.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're
actually
going
down. Forward, I'll do random. Yeah, we'll mix them up. Yeah, I'll mix them up. That's so smart. So we'll do Chapman this time.
Chapman's an 86. 87.
85.
God damn it.
But he is one of the, I think he's either the highest or one of the highest closers live series player, like live series rated closers.
He should be.
So, I mean, he just won reliever of the year.
Yeah.
So another random one, we'll just go Brett Gardner.
Oh, jeez.
80.
77.
Kev, right on the nose with the 80. So so that's what you would like? That's where you'd like to see him?
I feel like that's fair after last season when he just all of a sudden had the most power in the world.
Yeah, yeah. That is a weird one. I don't know. I thought that was a little high, I thought. Honestly.
You would have gone with something like 77.
Probably
right?
Around where you are. So I don't know. That was weird to me. One that really pissed me off, I kind of just blew it, but Britton, I'll just say Britton, what would you guess him to be?
What do I think he should be?
What do you think he should be?
82.
At least an 80.
Britton's a 72 in this game.
That's just wrong.
I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant right now because that blows my mind.
That is wrong.
Britton was had like a 1.9 ERA for the entire season last year. He was our second best, if not our best or most consistent reliever on the team. He was more consistent than Chapman. Chapman ended up having, I think, a lower ERA at the end. But when he was in, I mean, he's a sinker baller, works well for the Bronx because he gets ground balls.
Lefty
bat, helps with the short porch. I mean, he just had a great year. And the fact that you give him a bronze, like you didn't give him a silver. Silver I'd still be upset with. So where would you guys put Britton at if you had to pick a legit, like a good rating for 82. Him.
82, probably.
I'd probably put him exactly around there. At least gold, because the gold tier starts at 80 and 80 to 84. That blows my mind. So what do you guys think Ottavino should be?
Before the playoffs?
Wait, and what was Britton just?
This is just Britton was a 72.
Before the whole playoffs, season. I give Adi an 80. Post-playoffs, 76.
I'm going to say
cap, 79. He wasn't that
well, like, great. 70, if Britton's a 72, like I'm going to say like 74.
Well, I'm saying what I think. He's probably like a 70.
Well, Britton aside, they botched it with Britton.
70, I'm going to guess he is.
70.
If Britton's in a 72.
Three.
You said 70?
Yeah.
He's a 75, which I also... Really? I still think that's low to me.
He's better than Britton?
Yeah, in this game.
I feel like you also got to look at what the other closers are in the game. Not closers, but slivers are in the game.
You also have to take it, like, he literally is a video game pitcher in real life. So, like, in a video game...
He's just a pitcher.
No. he's a video game pitcher.
Oh, that's where you're going with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
if he throws a video game slider to real batters, imagine his video game
slider. So you're saying
it
should, like, come out of the frame...
Yes.
And then come into the strike zone.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's realistic.
Jonathan Holder.
Fuck him.
What's your rating?
68.
I would have said even lower than that. He's a 70 in the real game, which is crazy. I would have put him at like a 56.
He's a jerk.
How is he a 70 and Britton's a 72?
We're not a big Jonathan Holder podcast. We don't like Jonathan Holder very much. That's that. That's all I have to say about that. Okay. Gleyber Torres.
You're really mixing up the order.
88.
84.
82.
What?
See,
I'm so happy I don't have PlayStation. I'd be so mad.
No, the Britton one blew my mind. But what? I don't think I'm as upset. Obviously I'm upset, but
at least give him an 85.
Well, in the current rosters, he has an 89. Which is pretty good. But
I still think
honestly,
he should be higher. But.
He should be. But I think what their thought process is with that, and I think Devers is an 81.
How about my brother, DJ?
Well, let me finish my point. I just think it's easier to move him up after he does well versus knock him down from the point where he's at. So this is like the floor, basically, is what they're doing. So back to your brother, DJ, what do you got him at?
84.
83.
How did you guys go 84? 84 is right, but that is so low.
That's what I was going to say. Well, yeah, but
you just told me
Kleber's
an 82.
Okay, yeah, I guess it's just...
I
should have had you guys write them all down without hearing any and then just see what you guys picked.
They hold me in the 90s.
Judging 88.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, DJ, he's got to be at least... But the weird thing about him was he started he ended Diamond last season, mm-hmm. and then they knocked him.
They have to.
They knocked him down from where he was. No, you could keep him exactly where he was. I think it was an 85 or 86 to end the season, and they started him as an 84. What did he do wrong? His very last at-bat was a home run.
Fair enough. That's fair enough.
Last one we'll do a prospect.
No, I want to end it.
Someone you're going to play with.
Gio, that's what I wanted. All right.
I feel like they did him dirty.
I'm just going to go off context clues. We got Judge at 88. We got... DJ at 84, Gleyber at 82. So that means that's not going to put Gio in the 80s, but it's going to put him close. So I'm going to go 79.
I'm saying like 72.
79 is right. Kevin's been on with this stuff.
Those contexts, that you got to feel it out.
I know my
fucking infield and my fucking team.
They gave Gio that high.
Yeah.
He hit 300 last
year.
He hit the hitting.
You know what's weird about that card, though? Which I'll get into the analytics
on
the card.
Tell me his fielding's not
great. His fielding's horrible.
No.
His fielding is bronze. You know, they have the it's bronze fielding.
Top five fielding third baseman.
Not according to the show. I think we just throw these all away. Because that Britton thing bothered me, and Gio being That brings up, because they usually are what very accurate. What all of you
at home have learned from this segment is that I could make the ratings for
a movie show. But they're usually very accurate with this, which makes me think, are we overrating Gio's defense?
No.
Or should we
what, did just he have 2 hours last year?
Exactly.
Did you see the plays he makes?
I know I saw the plays. And that too. It makes me question this, because they're usually like on point with this kind of stuff.
All right, then watch 3 games and be like, dude, what are we doing?
Wait, I want to do a few more. This is fun. There's some that I wanted to see. Clint Frazier.
Oh, God.
His feel like got to be a 3. Vision got to be a -2. And awareness?
I don't think they have awareness in this, but if they did, it would be 0.
He's got to be a
69.
72. 66. That's terrible. That's so mean.
Clint, if you're listening to this podcast, we're with you. We would have put you at least at a 72.
Clint, oh.
We're big Clint Frazier guys. Sorry, and Clint. The thing is, though, he can't even fight this. Like, he has no shot to bring it
Where's
up.
Where's Wade?
Tyler Wade?
I see you scrolling down. I don't like that.
59?
Oh, no, he's right here. 59. 62. He's also a 66.
What?
That's what my boy. What? That's my boy.
He had one good slide. He was literally one good slide.
Higgy.
Murphy's
lightning round. Higgy.
60.
61. 60.
60
on the dot.
Let's go.
Fuck again. You, Kev.
Johnny Loazia.
43.
67.
Yeah, my fucking kid. 67.
Mike Ford, 99.
68.
68.
No way. Yeah,
you said 99?
Yeah.
I 68, love Mike Ford.
Tyro Estrada.
59.
58. 55. I didn't even know they go this low.
They do go this low. This is called common. This is just like, this is below some prospects, honestly. Luis Sessa, locker room is one of the attributes.
It is. He's up in the 80s.
Did you 67? 63. 67.
And finally, in the end of this lightning round, we'll do a prospect, which I wanted to do before. Debbie Garcia.
64.
58.
69.
What?
They got Debbie up there. A lot of faith in Debbie.
What about, what's his face? Schmidt.
He's not on this list.
Okay, fuck Schmidt.
Florial is a 69 also. Estevan Florial. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I don't know if this is the current rosters, but Jason Dominguez is a 75.
16.
Doesn't matter. He's the 50th ranked prospect in all of baseball. Like,
16.
Put him up there. This is interesting that MLB The Show did this season. What do you think I would put prospects in?
24.
No, that's cap. Come on.
You ever seen this guy play wiffle ball?
You've watched me.
You've watched him play wiffle ball.
I'm not a 24. No, fuck wiffle ball. He's watched me pitch a baseball.
11.
Cat. I struck out the side in one inning pitch for club baseball.
Hey, I'm one
you're playing
with,
club baseball.
One for one with an RBI.
This is the MLB scale.
I would literally be a 36.
If Clint Frazier is a 66, you're not a 36.
I'd be a 36. I would get Clint Frazier out.
You're not half of Clint
Frazier. Here's where Kev says he strikes out Babe Ruth every time.
I would strike out Babe Ruth.
Let's bring this back up.
This is fucking bullshit.
Kev thinks he'll strike out Babe Ruth.
I would strike out Babe Ruth.
No.
Yes.
No, you won't.
How?
You're not going to. We're not going to get back into this. Well, that's the end of our MLB The Show segment.
So how do you expect me to strike out now?
All right, then case closed. So at the end of that, we'll bring we don't know for the foreseeable future what's going to happen in terms of content. We're going to bring a lot more creativity to this podcast. We're going
to
talk about a lot of stuff. You're going
to
get to know us a lot better.
One previous Yankee you wish got the coronavirus?
That's not a question.
Chris Carter.
I'm Chris Carter, too.
Chris Carter. I'm not going to wish it on him, but...
I hope you're healthy, Chris.
I hope you're healthy, Chris, but I don't wish... I wish he wasn't a Yankee.
Stink.
So of all the things that are being hoarded, what's the weirdest thing that you've seen being hoarded?
Yogurt.
Yogurt?
I went to Stop and Shop yesterday. There was no yogurt. I had to buy like Danone yogurt. Who buys Danone yogurt?
Okay, but just a PSA to all you people. Stop taking all the fucking toilet paper.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't give you the shits. My mom made me order toilet paper on Amazon.
It doesn't give you the shits. Just fucking go to the store. If everybody takes one roll. Like, what do you want me to do, people? I'm living without my mother. I don't have...
I bought a 12 pack of tissues.
They still have napkins.
They use tissues now. That's what I did. That's what I did today. I got tissues because they're out of toilet. Tissues in Scott's shape. Tissues are soft though.
But they expand. They expand in the toilet.
Clog. You can't definitely can't flush them. Clog.
So if you could hoard one thing, like what's your guilty pleasure sort of item? Like what's one thing that you need that you'll get 100 packs of or whatever? What is that?
Sun chips.
Sun chips. Wow.
Big sun chip guy. That was quick.
Sun chip guy. Have you been hoarding sun chips?
I bought 2 bags today.
Well, that's the thing, because they're not like getting...
There's not. If I would have saw a limited stock, I would have bought out the store.
What's yours?
Sour Patch watermelons.
Oh, those are great.
Got to be the watermelons, though.
What's yours? Yankee hats.
No. Yankee shirts. Brett Gardner bobbleheads? No.
These things.
Probably jerky. Because this is dual purpose, because jerky saves, like, it can go through an apocalypse.
You're going to put it in your bomb shelter?
Yeah, because my chips won't make it through apocalypse if I hold them.
They might not. I don't know. So what are some funny things that you're doing to keep yourself busy without sports?
Funny things that I'm doing. Oh, it was funny for, like, the first half. When I was, I was betting because there's not many things to bet. So I decided to bet on ping pong, Sergey, and Sergey Suvakfakis.
Did you win?
I was winning. And then I started trying to bet on exactas. So you could bet on the final score to be like 11-9. And every time you bet on it to be 11-9, it turns out to be 11-8. But I'm going to give all of you some advice at home. Bet, go to live betting. Go to table tennis and find the Russian league. It's going to be the over 9 times out of 10. But for me, I went from up $60 to down $70. I bet on some horses in between.
Are horses so... Horses don't get coronavirus, right?
No.
I know dogs don't. Maybe
a lot of unders hit in a row, which is just unprecedented. Table tennis, I'm telling you, that's the way.
It's not. Definitely don't do
it. So that's how I'm keeping
my advice. What are you doing, Jake?
Literally nothing.
I mean, we're obviously playing a lot of MLB The Show, but that aside...
But I still have Xbox.
We can go live bet simulations after this.
Me and my friends from home were thinking of starting a book club.
All right. And that's all for this book club?
I mean, dude, there's nothing to do.
You're going to read.
Well, we thought about doing a... Don't look at me like that. We were thinking about doing a book club podcast. Yeah. So we would...
Oh, all, you serial podcaster.
So we would shit on like old books that like were nationally read when we were kids.
Like Kill a Mockingbird?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Books sucked.
Fahrenheit 451.
Never read
stuff
that.
Stuff like that. Like, why do you keep looking at the camera like that? I just think that... I don't know. It'd be fun. No. And then we had an idea for a segment. Read? Yeah, I can read.
Can't we make like a movie club or something?
Yeah. Movie club would be fun. Movie podcast we could do.
Serial podcaster.
If it has podcasts in it, Rel is here for it.
No, I was just thinking.
Let's make a Fruit Loops podcast.
We had an idea for the
dinner
book.
Podcast.
We had an idea for the book club podcast to do a segment on. No, this is an idea past that. We're already doing the book club podcast. But
no, you're not.
No, we might. But one thing was called Hot Takes. So we eat a ghost pepper and we read the best page and chapter on the podcast. Then we react to it. Thoughts? Comment below what you think about that idea. That's the podcast we're going to do. But we took your answers of what you guys are doing during Hot Takes to keep you busy without sports, because it's obviously unprecedented times.
Let's see if you
So some of the best answers were obviously the show. Gifford 176 said, "This is shocking, but I'm actually playing the sport instead of watching it."
That's just against the rules,
Gifford. That's against the rules.
Stay inside, dude. Maybe get baseball back.
No. If you throw a ball up to yourself and hit it, that's fun.
Well, that's a lot of fun. And then you have to.
I did that a lot.
Of course you did. No friends. You and all your friends.
Thanks.
Your book club friends.
Somebody else, Bombers Beat, said playing MLB The Show and pretending to read a book. So that might be more your speed.
Bring him on the book club podcast.
Well, if he's pretending. Yankees Lacoste said doing a jigsaw of Yankee Stadium. That's fun.
That's good.
Puzzles are fun. I might get into puzzles.
I want to know how many pieces.
Maybe next podcast. Maybe next podcast we could do a live puzzle and then
live stream talk about it. Live stream of puzzle. Do a
time lapse of a puzzle.
Sounds like good TV.
Another one said playing foosball with my brother and taking walks around my town. That's
stay fine. Inside.
15 minutes. Control your walk to 15 minutes.
And Yankees 2019 highlights. There. That's definitely more what we're doing. Yeah.
Definitely a lot of those.
There.
Yeah. So, and some other things. I told you the Tootsie Pop thing I did. Kev has now mastered his cat's routine, mm-hmm. if you want to talk about that.
Good cat. I already did.
Oh, yeah, you did already. Never mind. So, talked about the cat's routine. Yeah, more to come. We'll definitely try and be creative with our lives, and we'll update you with them if you care. So now we'll get into the DM section of our podcast, see what you guys are thinking. And first question comes to us from our boy. Do you think... Oh, his name is CGAII631. And he said...
Sounds like your boy.
He's one of the 161 faithful. He said, do you think the season will start in May or be canceled completely? I don't think it's going to be canceled completely.
Past May.
June...
Like we mentioned this before, but I don't think it's gonna be canceled. I think that eventually they're gonna get it in one way or another, whether it's with no fans or with fans. J.M. Madaris 32. I'm butchering these names.
I think you could read.
Maybe the book club isn't a good idea. How is the MLB supposed to play 162 games in with less than 2 months of the season?
They will not.
Well, I think well, they
probably,
might not.
Probably not.
If they do, they could extend it past this October. So we might have a World Series in the Thanksgiving going on, which would be kind of cool. Imagine a World Series with Thanksgiving. Like, there's football.
Football ratings would plummet.
No. Baseball ratings would plummet.
Baseball ratings, yeah.
No. Baseball can't compete.
People are going to watch the World Series instead of a Thanksgiving football game.
That's not what I'm saying. Are you saying specifically on Thanksgiving? If it's a World Series?
I don't know.
But there's also going to be regular season baseball games that are going to be extended past that time, and they're going to be competing with the NBA, NFL, like, and then
it'll be too cold. I don't think they can.
Watch baseball, for the most part, don't watch baseball as a substitute for another sport.
But those are the people that watch baseball. But there's the people that'll watch the World Series but just saying, because nothing
like,
else is on.
I think
on.
A lot of the baseball fans are going to be like, it's late season baseball, early season football. I'm going to watch baseball. If your team's in it and they care.
But those are the baseball fans. There's people that'll watch the World Series that aren't baseball fans that'll just watch it because what else are you going to watch?
Yeah, that's true.
But if there's football on, they're probably
going to watch football. Yeah, but there's always football on during the World Series.
With currently no NBA, NHL, or college basketball, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. BetOnline still has hundreds of places to wager, from their online casino to poker and blackjack, all open 24 hours a day and all online. Sports aren't totally done. There's still mixed martial arts and esports is on the rise. If you're into entertainment, you could still bet on American Idol, the elections, the spelling bee, and even Nathan's hot dog eating contest if you're into that. Be sure to use promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Your new ticket to online action. Now we're getting into the special part of the podcast, an interview with Robbie Berger from the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Guys are riot, huge Yankees fan, ask a lot of Yankees questions, stick around, hope you guys enjoy it. All right, so welcome, this is Big Game Bob, better known as Robbie Berger from Brilliantly Dumb Show. Where can the people find you on social, Bob?
Social, you go to We Keep It Easy for you, Brilliantly Dumb. And then if you want to check out the show, it's The Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Well, yeah. Anything Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah, I just got into the Twitter game, which is just Robbie Berger, Robbie with a Y. But I'm new to the Twitter game, so I'm just kind of getting adjusted to it.
Yeah, that's all right. You got to start somewhere. But I'm sure with all your following, they'll get everybody over there, too. Maybe we can help out a little bit, too. Get a little bit of Yankee Nation over there.
Yeah. Hey, I'll get them going around here.
So how did you become a Yankees fan? You're from originally around here, right?
Yeah, so I'm from Jersey. My dad is really what got me. I mean, he's diehard into it, and I pretty much followed wherever, you know, he went with it. So, yeah, I mean, I've been on the Yankees train from day one.
But anyway, a little bit more about you. So I've been following you a lot. So that was my phone. Sorry, but I've been following you a lot, and I'm particularly interested in the whole Joey Cole Cuts versus Saquon Barkley situation. Right. So if you guys listening haven't been following Brentley Dumb. I don't know why you haven't been, but his buddy Joey Colcuts thinks he can take down Saquon Barkley one time out of 10, is it, in the Oklahoma drill?
One out of 10 Oklahoma style, which is what the controversy was about, because if it's open field, he's got no shot at him.
No, yeah, he can just sprint around the outside, but...
So gotta be Oklahoma style. Yeah, we were at dinner, and we were, you know, it kind of came up. We were kind of fucking around. We were having a good time. It was like me, Saquon, his manager, Joey Coldcut. So we're kind of just busting balls about it, and then I put it on my Instagram, and it built some, you know, a little bit of a buzz around it. Yeah, kind of just picked up steam from there, and it's been fun even just talking about whether or not
For sure. I mean, I know you had the betting lines at it. So is there currently a live bet? Like, did it move? Where's it at?
I think right now it's about like plus 650, I think is a good look. Joey Coldcut, who's a friend of our podcast, he's a big guy. So I'm not saying he's going to take him down. It's obviously unlikely. But you put it Oklahoma style, I think there's a shot.
So where are you putting your money down? You're taking the plus 650?
Take the action. Yeah. I mean, nothing against Saquon, but I mean, shit, he's got to have with how big he is, and I just know how hard he would go at it. I think it's worth, you know, taking a shot at the plus 650.
I mean, the way he was trying to go about it was like he was going to bear hug him and just try and like take him down. So, I mean, sounds like a good move.
The boa constrictor.
The boa constrictor.
Cold cuts will get fucked up. There's no doubt about it. But I mean, they take the action at plus 650. Maybe you make a miracle happen.
But is this something we can actually like see? Is this going to happen or what? You got to sign a waiver?
You know what? Especially coming into the season, I don't know if you'll actually see it. We have a lot of fun talking about it, but I don't think the Giants would be too happy if he's got Joey Coldcuts trying to make a tackle at him. I think they prefer that for a Redskins game.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. And would there be padding or anything, or is he just going to do a rugby style or –
Yeah, for cold cut's sake, there better be.
Bad. Yeah, there better be a lot like Kevlar vest and everything.
Some shit. Yeah, you're not kidding.
That's funny though. But why don't we get into some Yankees stuff since that's what the podcast is about? So, obviously, all the injuries and stuff are happening. So, with the 2020 season hopefully on the way, who knows when it's going to start?
Right.
Where's your panic meter at? Because mine, I don't know. Where are you at?
I'm a classic New York guy where I just ride the roller coaster. When it's bad, it's bad. When it's good, it's good. Since Seve went down, I'm at a 10.
You're at a 10?
I just, there's so much pressure on him where it's World Series or bust. And I'm so fearful of not having that number two in Seve that, yeah, I completely panic about it. I ride the roller coaster. I know it's terrible for me, but it's like a classic New York thing. I can't help it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like we did just add Gerrit Cole. So now instead of him being the one, he becomes the two. And then we got the deep rotation. So, I mean, I'm not quite at a 10, but don't get me wrong. I am pretty nervous. As it sits right now, if opening day were to start on time, I'm about a 7. But honestly, though, if it does get delayed, not saying it's a good thing, but the only people that benefit are the Yankees. I mean, they can only get healthier.
It's a very good point. If there is a team that it benefits, you got to think with everybody going down now that it would be the Yankees.
Granted, they don't pick up coronavirus, but...
Right, right. The way we're going, that may happen.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Gary, I don't know. He had the flu, but hopefully that's not anything serious there, too.
Dropping like flies, man. It's terrible.
Yeah. So my next question, this is one we usually ask our guests that we have on. We think it's we've reused it a couple of times, but I like to get a gauge of where our audience is at. So if you could choose one player to be the designated roider, so like steroid user.
Steroids.
So instead of the DH, they just implement the steroid user. Who would it be on the Yankees?
You can't say Luke Voit because I can't imagine he can get any bigger than he is. So I can't say Voit. I would probably go Brett Gardner because I would like to see the transformation from where he is to now putting up 40 home runs a year would be just hysterical.
Especially with the short porch, too.
Oh, dude, just launching those things out to that short porch would be just awesome from Gardner, too.
He would just be cranking to the train station.
Yeah, you know what? It would be fun to watch that transformation. Like I said, with Voight, it's not much. You can't go much bigger than that.
Yeah, I mean, there's two schools of thought with this. You can either go make Stanton and Judge and Voight make them even bigger, which could be enticing. Hard to imagine, but could go that way. Somebody hits Barry Bonds-esque numbers. But then you could go, like you say, with Gardner or even like a DJ, because that's my pick. I pick DJ because he has the contact. So if you get the contact and then you spin in 45 home runs like that, I mean, the man's unhittable. Point
too, because in order to put the steroids to use, you got to make contact, which is why I probably wouldn't go with like a Stanton.
Yeah, because if you're not hitting it, I mean, it's going out no matter what. So why does it matter?
Somebody load up DJ on the juice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because then you just can't get around him.
Right. But take him out of the one hole, put him to three or four so he can knock a couple ribbies in.
Yeah. Yeah. So next one. So if you could pick two Yankees to go to the bar with, have a good time, who would it be and why?
I like that. I like that a lot. You know who I would probably, from one guaranteed, this may surprise you, is Aaron Boone.
Aaron Boone, you went the manager route.
Yeah, I'm going to go the manager route because I would just love to pick his brain.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the whole family history. I mean, the story, he's just such a baseball guy that I think if you got some of the stories that he has, I would love to pick his brain. And then to the left of me, I'd probably go with like a Chapman so that I could just focus in on Boone because there'd be a little bit of a language barrier.
Yeah.
This way I could just focus in on what, you know, the Boone story.
So if you could pick Boone twice, you'd pick Boone twice.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by Aaron Boone. I think he would be – he's such a baseball guy to where I don't think it stops outside, you know, when he leaves the stadium. I just think it's nonstop baseball. Yeah. I would love it.
Yeah, for sure. If I had to pick two people to go out with, I'd probably pick Tommy Canley because he's just an absolute nutbag. So he's just gonna go out there screaming, have a good time.
Right.
And honestly, probably Judge, just because I'm gonna fangirl out and I'd love to have a night out with Judge. I don't know. That's just me.
You're racking him up. Yeah, the ladies wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not a very tall guy either. I'm like 5'9", so standing next to Judge.
Maybe you don't want to go Judge then. Maybe you want to go with like a Gardner then.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe bring a little Duff out there so it makes me look a little better.
Level you up a little bit. Judge isn't going to do you any favors.
Yeah, I'll just be out there getting blacked out and Judge is going to be going home with all the ladies. that'd be a lot of fun. But similar topic, if you wanted to go into which Yankee you think would bring the best food to the cookout. Like who brings the fire eats?
Luke Voit, I think you're getting quality, just protein. I think Voit's coming in. He's bringing the organic beef. I think he's bringing the Wagyu burgers. it's a no-brainer for me, Luke Voit.
Luke Voit?
Yeah.
Nah, he's a big dude. He definitely eats. That's for sure. If I had to pick, I'm going to go a little bit outside the lines here. I know you were probably thinking about CeCe. I know he's retired, but I'd still probably invite CeCe to that because he's going to the events and he's going to... I listened to R2C2, and I remember the story he was telling about his Thanksgiving, and it was like a weekend long event, like 4 or 5 days of stuff. And he was telling me, he was just listing all the foods he had, and he would definitely be the guy to bring some fire eats.
He can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, definitely. And he's a big dude, so you know he's packing.
I met him out in Los Angeles. He thinned down a lot.
When did you meet him recently?
It was a couple months ago. Yeah, I put a picture on my Instagram, and this was the time before when I was working in the hotels, and he was there. And you're not supposed to ask for pictures as an employee. It's just not something that you do. You get in a lot of trouble. I didn't give a shit at that point. it was CeCe. So I went in there, and I had to ask him for a picture. And he couldn't have been nicer. He was awesome.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't even know what I would do. I would just freeze up if I saw anyone.
There was no stopping me when it comes to a Yankee, you know, player. I think everybody knew that was a different ball game for me. So you just kind of break code on that.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you've had some crazy people on your podcast too. You had, didn't you recently just have Michael B. Jordan and Jordan Belfort too?
It's been a wild ride. Yeah. Jordan Belfort, from the Wolf of Wall Street, Michael B. Jordan. We had the, the Navy SEAL, Robert O'Neill, who shot Osama bin Laden, which was pretty bizarre. So, yeah, man, it's been a wild ride for sure.
That's crazy. I mean, good for you, obviously. You've been doing this for what are you at right now?
Episode, since I signed with Pro Bible, which got me out of working at the hotel, I think we've done about 10 episodes in, so we've definitely, come out swinging for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. My friend Lino, he was a huge fan of you. He showed me your Instagram and then started to tell me about the podcast, and I've been listening for like 20 or so episodes now. It's just gold.
That's awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's fun. It's a fun thing to do. I love it. If I could, if I could land a Yankee on there, then I'll really be satisfied with it.
I mean, us too, man. Bronx Pinstripes has had a few Yankees on there. I think they've had Mike King, John Sterling on there. Obviously, John Sterling on the ones and twos is pretty good. But
yeah, can't go wrong with that.
But we would love to. If we ever get a Yankee on, we'll definitely try to send him your way and vice versa. I don't know.
I'll send him your way. You send him my way.
That'd be great. What was my next question here? Oh, so, I mean, you already talked about this on your podcast with the Astros situation, and this is obviously died down at the moment, but they're obviously getting booed like crazy. If you were Rob Manfred, would you have done anything differently? Like, how do you like the way it was handled, anything like that?
In all honesty, and I know it may sound biased because I'm a Yankee fan, but I think a lot of the MLB would agree. I think he did a terrible job with it.
Yeah.
I think he just totally rushed to a conclusion with giving these guys immunity. And, they're going to hear shit on road games. But I really just think they deserve so much more than what they got. And I just think he was so quick to rush to this immunity to get information out where he could have got – he was going to come out either way, with what they had. So I just think he totally dropped the ball on it. And – I think a lot of the players agree with it, and a lot of the major leagues agree with it. But I know it could sound biased being a Yankee fan, but it's how I feel.
No, it's definitely. I mean, Yankee bias is the best thing in the world because who the fuck cares? It doesn't matter.
It's undefeated.
But he definitely dropped the ball. The whole immunity thing just shot him in the foot right off the bat. So I mean, you can't really do anything about that once you just give immunity away. But I can kind of a little bit understand where he was coming from, where like they couldn't get it out of them anyway. I don't know. He just seems like he's been dropping the ball on everything recently, and still
and then he made that comment about the
trophy.
He's had a very rough couple months, and I'm sure he would take back some things if he could.
Yeah, and they still haven't even announced that the Red Sox, their punishment, I don't know if that's going to be a big deal or not, but they still haven't announced it, so.
Right.
And now they got this whole deal that they have to worry about, so that's probably going to be thrown on the back burner, obviously.
He's had, no doubt about it, it's been a rough ride for him, to say the least.
Yeah, so even with the Astros, too, obviously they're getting the boos, they're getting thrown at, whether it's intentional right now in the preseason, but they're going to get thrown at, I think. Well, first of all, do you think they're going to get thrown at?
No question.
Because a couple of the guys on our podcast they were disagree with me, because I was saying like we're gonna play beanball. It's gonna happen. The game has to police itself. If you don't police it, you're like with Rob Manfred. Right. So, who do you think is the first person to get the bill beanball?
To get it. I think everybody, the main guys people are going to want to go after are Bregman and Altuve. I think it's hard to hit Altuve, even if you're gunning right at him with how small he is.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I was betting on it, if I had to put a bet on it with the different odds you could get, I'd probably go with Springer, since he'll most likely be leadoff, and just take your odds on that first guy
getting long. That's a good point. I didn't even think about who's going to be batting where, too.
Yeah. I mean, I think, again, the main guys that people want to see get hit are Altuve and Bregman, just because they're associated with maybe even Correa.
Yeah.
But if I'm betting on it, I'm going first batter, take those odds, and go Springer.
Yeah, because the odds were Altuve at plus 300, Bregman at plus 350, Correa at plus 400. Springer at plus 500. That's good odds there.
There you go.
The money's there. And then Yuli Gurriel. Nobody wants to hit Yuli Gurriel. Who cares about him? And then the field. is plus 1,000.
The only thing with Gurriel is he kind of hangs into the plate as is, yeah, with that stance he's got. So maybe it could be like an accidental plunk.
Yo, I'm talking, though, like middle of the back, no questions asked. Like, I'm going for you. I'm CC saying that's for you, bitch. And then that's how we go after it.
My money's on Springer. Take that lead off guy, and I just think you get it out of the way right there. That's the best odds you can get.
I think I might go Springer, too. I was thinking Altuve, but I feel the point of him being so small. So, like, even if they try to hit him, he can kind of get out of the way, you know?
Right, and if you want to cash the bet, they still got to get plunked. It's one thing to throw at him, but it's one thing to hit him. And plus, he's kind of he's quick. He's nimble.
Yeah.
I would love to see it be Altuve.
Yeah, I'd love to see any of them. And I think all of them are going to get their fair share. Do you think it's going to continue throughout the whole season?
Maybe not beaming them, but I definitely think just as far as the stands, I mean, you imagine coming to New York for a game.
Yeah, I mean,
road games are just going to be, it's going to be vicious. No doubt about it.
I mean, they don't have a New York game until September, which sucks.
Because, is that when it would be, September?
Yeah, that we go to Houston, assuming this happens, obviously. We go to Houston in early in the season, which obviously won't be as bad because they're at home.
Right.
But then if they come to us, the only game they come to us, I think, is September like 20th or something.
Yeah, that sucks because then it'll have time to kind of marinate a little bit, so it won't have that same effect as it would if it was week one, you know?
Yeah, but I think people are going to – it might marinate and settle down. But I think people will build themselves back up for it. Like, oh, the Astros are coming in town. This is the only chance we got. Let's give them hell.
Yeah. You know what? There's going to be a lot of buzz around it, too. So I'll look forward to that, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, Bronx Pinstripes does a bunch of events. They rent out the bleachers, and they sell tickets to all of us fans. We sit together. So hopefully they can get an event going for that game.
You let them hear it. I'll be on the first plane over there.
Yeah, we'll secure you.
I would drill Dusty Baker just for taking the job. He's walked out to go talk to him. Drill him too.
So
I feel.
What do you think's in his mind? Like, why do you take this job? He's played as a player for 19 years. Then he coaches forever. Like, why not just hang him up? Stay retired.
Well, you know what? I hate to say it, but in all honesty, Luke, what people kind of forget, yeah, they have this going on. Astros are still one of the best teams in the AL.
Yeah, I mean,
they still scare the shit. I mean, who's to say? I mean, I could very much see them making another run, you know, with or without it. He's going to win games. I don't think there's any question about that, but it'll be a rough season for him.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, from his perspective, though, he wasn't involved. So, like, if anybody in the media comes up to him and gives him shit, like, he can't – what are you really going to say to him? Like, your players that you had no control over –
if there's anybody that kind of has immunity, it's Dusty Baker, because he really had no part in it. So it's hard to be, you know, upset with him.
Yeah, for sure. So we wanted to do a little bit of similar to your podcast, do a little Ask Bob section. If you want to give us a little bit of all right, folks.
The all right, folks, that starts every podcast.
Yeah, so just give us a welcome to the Ask Bob section.
Yeah, we do it every episode. We do, like, at the end of it, you know, we do a sports bit, two comedy bits that I'll do. And then, yeah, we close with what's called the Ask Bob segment. And I just scream introducing it. And then people just ask any questions because I always get them, you know, in DMs and whatnot. So we figured to put that in the show, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, two of your early fans, one of my friends, Lino and Greg, they had two questions for you. They're honestly, they were a little bit starstruck when I told them that I had you coming on the show. So they kind of didn't have any questions lined up. I put them in a group chat. And then they were like, I thought I was expecting questions to just, you know, fly out. And they were like, flying. I don't even know what to ask. So I got to give props to you there, because I've never seen these guys freeze up like that. So you're obviously doing something right. But
fire away. I'm ready for anything.
Yeah. So the first question comes from Lino Centrella, big Italian guy. So
sounds like it.
He says, politics aside, if you could bring one president alive or dead to win big at the casino, who would it be and why?
That's a phenomenal question. politics or side, not taking a stance on either one, you can't tell me a good run at the craps table with George W. Bush would be phenomenal. I mean, a good craps run with George W., I think, would be just electric.
Yeah, that's an electric factory right there.
Yeah, so I would I don't think there's any way you could deny that. So yeah, I would take W over at the craps table for a solid run.
Is that your game, craps?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I'm a blackjack guy too. The reason I say craps is just, you know, in regards to that question, just seeing him just roll out those dice, and get on a bit of a heater, I think would, as you said, it's an electric factory. So yeah, that's what I would go with for sure.
Yeah, I'd probably go maybe JFK, or honestly, JFK is my answer. JFK,
can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with JFK. It's a great time.
For sure, especially at the craps table.
Yeah, that craps table, that's definitely exactly where we're taking it. Blackjack and stuff, you don't want a game that's too serious, because then you can't have a good time. Craps is everybody screaming. Everybody was playing too. You're not against anybody. You're all on the same team.
That's the beauty of it. You could have Democrats there, Republicans there. If you're on a hot run, it doesn't matter what stance you have on the Second Amendment.
Yeah, for sure. You know? Yeah, so next question, and this is the last question I'm going to have for you, because I know you got to run. You're a busy man. But Greg, your other super fan, he was a little bit longer to get this question out there. He was even more shook than Lino was. But
got a little rattled?
Yeah, he was a little rattled. But he said, what goes through your head when Joey Colcuts puts on those ridiculous golf outfits? Just walk me through that.
Again, Joey Colcuts, he's my best friend out here. But every time we go golfing, he just wears a ridiculous – it's like Ricky Fowler type outfits that he rocks. So, I mean, it's hilarious because I know the content that I'm going to get out of it. Whether he's playing good or bad, you know, you watch him eat a hot dog on the turn at 10 and, you know, just in these ridiculous outfits. So I love it. You know, it's definitely embarrassing going to go, you know, pay for the round and you're walking around the clubhouse and he just looks ridiculous. He's got like the all orange.
Yeah, that was the creamsicle look you said.
Jumpsuit looking one. So it's embarrassing to start. Once you get on the course, it's fucking hilarious. Where we we played around the golf and we didn't know we had Laker tickets. Someone offered us Laker tickets while we were on the course, so we didn't have time to go home and change. So he had to show up in his golf attire and we're sitting on the court side at the Staples Center and his asshole's in his full golf gear. So it just leads to really good content.
Yeah, no, for sure. Does he have any regular golf outfits or is it just strictly the creamsicle?
You know what? That's a good question. It's a question for him because I'll be honest with you. I've never seen him in a normal golf outfit.
Yeah.
So I really don't know. I mean, there's been days where I guess there's some things you could call normal, but like a basic golf outfit, I'm yet to see out of him.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I love it. I know watching you guys play golf is always a fun time, especially with the fart gate that goes on.
It definitely adds to it for sure. It's a good time. We have a blast.
Yeah, it looks like it. Well, it was good to have you on, man.
Thank you for having me. Go Yankees, huh?
Go Yankees. The rest of the Yankee Nation.
Thanks for having me on, dude. It was a blast.
So everybody make sure to follow Bobby over here, Big Game Bob over at Brilliantly Dumb. Or what was it on Instagram exactly?
Yes, yeah, so just Brilliantly Dumb on Instagram. And then if you want to watch the show, YouTube, Spotify, all that good stuff, just The Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Yeah, a lot of good things happening over there. I'm sure the best is yet to come because you're recently getting crazy guests on there. So, I mean, best of luck to you. I know you're doing fantastic things. Keep it rocking.
Hey, call me or Skype me anytime. I'll be ready to go and talk some Yankees.